And then there were two boys, and again, so these three students were on board. They're going to start the school year with me, but I hadn't gotten the building yet. And so I had located an appropriate building and was in negotiations with the landlord, and it was definitely going to happen. But September rolled around and we hadn't finalized our lease or the negotiations for the building. And so, and we I had these three students who were on board, and so we started actually in the field because I thought, well, the school year has to start. We can't wait around for this lease to get signed. So it was just a beautiful beginning. I'll never forget, like, the first day of Libre, I sent in an email to the parents and they dropped off at Hudson Library, the old Hudson Library before it was renovated, and we went to the reading nook. And that's where I held my morning meeting. And so we started Libri with three students and myself. I was the only teacher. And the parents would drop off. We'd do our morning meeting in the Hudson Library, and then we would go off on our field adventure for the day and return back to Hudson Library for pickup. And that's how we started. That's how we started the Libri school. Then we got into the building later on in the school year. I think it was about October. We got into building and continued the rest of the school year in the building. And it's I don't know if Suzanne, if I don't know if you can jump in and describe. It's a big, beautiful building with the high ceilings and lots of sunlight. A huge, big room is the central piece of the building, but then there are these small rooms that come off of the big room. And one room ultimately became my office. And then there was a lower school room and a pre-K room and an art room and a upper school room. So we started the first year of the Libri school in my office. And so, I had this huge building that was the school, but we had to pay for heat and everything. So we kind of just turned down the heat in the big space. And the three kids and I did our classwork in one of the smaller back rooms. And I remember, talking to the kids about growing the school, and one of the